Inquisition Power Make Up. Created by Opal Song. So I'm doing magical girl AUs this year, and of course I'm going to do a Dragon Age Inquisition one. Why would I not? The question remains, who is the magical girl in the Inquisition? And, like, I mean, the obvious thing is to make the Inquisitor the magical girl, but considering I don't want to just write Inquisitor OC fic here, I am going to go with one of the others, one of the companions. And I think, honestly, any of the companions would be hilarious, but, okay. So, obviously, my bias in this fandom is towards, Iron Bull and Dorian, except that I just had an even better idea. I was gonna say either of them, but what about Cullen? What if Cullen is a magical girl on top of all of the other shit he had to go through? And what if it's a, like, late-in-life magical girl thing, or it went into dormancy? Oh my gosh, I love that. Okay, so Cullen. Cullen was a magical girl before he became, like, a full-on Templar. So all through his apprentice period and everything, he was a magical girl. He went out fighting Darkspawn, etc., etc., transforming into a skimpy battle outfit. It's great. He probably knew Alistair. I definitely recorded one of these for Dragon Age Origins where Alistair was a magical girl as well. And, like, they definitely met. It was great. But then he starts taking lyrium, and that suppresses his magical girl powers, which is this immense loss for him. But also now that he started taking the lyrium and is a Templar, he has this whole new thing to do. And he is supposed to be guarding the tower and not supposed to be, like, running around after, like, demons and darkspawn outside in the world. So, you know, he had hoped to magical girl it up in the tower, but he can handle this. And then shit gets real. Actually, it could be that he doesn't even realize that he can't transform because he's so focused on, like, I need to guard this tower, that he doesn't realize until the demons have invaded the tower in Origins, and he can't transform anymore. And he is thrown into despair because it's gone. His transformation is gone. All of his, like, magical girl goodness is gone. And he couldn't fight off the demons that way when, if he could, was able to transform, it would have been a cinch, etc., etc., etc. Which throws him into deep despair, which makes the things that happen in Kirkwall a little, well, he is also going through some shit, which he is in Dragon Age 2 canon anyway. And then we get to Inquisition, where he decides to stop taking lyrium to detox from it. And here's the thing, when he detoxes from it, when he stops taking it, for a while he's just without the Templar powers and without the Templar powers and without the Templar powers and just being a good knight. That's what he's doing. And then one day he's facing off against demons, possibly, facing off against demons somewhere. I don't know. Maybe he's leading a troop. Maybe he's with the Inquisitor. I don't know. And I don't really care. But at some point, he manages to transform. Let's say he was with the Inquisitor. Because, yeah, just privacy's sake. And they were out doing a thing. They got surrounded by demons. The Inquisitor is kicking ass. He is kicking ass. And then suddenly this magic, like, blows up out of nowhere. And it's not the Inquisitor that did it with the magic hand. It is Cullen who transforms into a magical girl, short battle skirt and all. And he, like, breaks down crying in relief because it's back. And also now he knows that it was delirium. Because he didn't know that before. He just thought it had abandoned him because he was a terrible person or something. Yeah. And then he has magical girl powers and so is able to help and maybe actually joins your team even though he is the leader of an army. Yay! Magical girl Cullen. King Alistair definitely comes to visit and they chat. It's hilarious. The end. Happy holidays, Rose.